It's too bad now. It's getting out of hand.
This is really not fair.
It's not easy.
It's too early to judge.
So far, I'm impressed.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past week has seen Kossie Nation face a whirlwind of emotions, which started off with the price hike of tickets, an issue that has caused outrage before. Chiefs fans are forced to pay 100 Rand for an away ticket, which is a fair amount more than other teams. On a more positive note, Kaizer Chiefs' new signing Bonfils Caleb Baminyamane looks to have found his feet after netting an 11-minute hat-trick against Stellenbosch FC. Even though this hat-trick came by means of three penalties, a sure confidence booster for the next few games. After this weekend, we decided to ask you all, do you think it is fair for ticket prices to be different for different matches? And we wanted to get your thoughts on Kaizer Chiefs' new signing and whether or not he's exactly what Amakosi had been missing. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Soccer Laduma's website has moved to a new digital stadium called snl24.com. Register on snl24.com and enjoy not just the soccer news, but you'll also get to comment on stories, view other comments, save articles to read later, access weather and traffic alerts for your area, and subscribe to newsletters. Go to www.snl24.com and sign up for free.
Let's start things off with the ticket prices.
I think the issue of the ticket price is an issue that SAFA and PSL must intervene, because this is really not fair. How can you sell a ticket for 60 Rand and when it comes to Kaizer Chiefs, you balloon the price to 100 Rand? This is not fair at all, and PSL must intervene. PSL must do something about this. As supporters, we are not happy because we feel like we are being targeted as a team. We are being targeted. This is not fair. And then we appeal to SAFA and PSL to please intervene. Please make sure that you speak to all these other teams that are inflating the prices to tell them to say, please don't do this. This is not fair to other teams, because this thing of inflating prices, it's only happening to Kaizer Chiefs. But all these other teams, they don't experience the same thing that we are experiencing. So I don't think it's fair at all. So in a way, if SAFA and PSL, they are not intervening, we will have to mobilize ourselves and then take this issue forward, if possible, and report those people who are inflating the prices, because this is really daylight robbery.
I don't think it's fair for the ticket prices. I think what is the difference between Chiefs and the other teams? Yes, Chiefs is a big team, but 100 Rand is too much for us, whereas the other teams are charging 60 Rand. I think they can lower it also, 60 to 70 Rand at least. But for them to charge us 100 Rand for every game, I think it's too much for us. They need to reduce the price. We are struggling. A lot of people, they don't have that now. Since COVID-19, they need to also to consider the fans that they need to come in, but for the prices, it's too much.
I think it's totally unfair and unacceptable to have other teams paying 60 rands, but with us, we are forced to pay 100 rands. I mean, we are in the same league. The teams are competing on the PSL, all of them. Why must it be different because it's Kaizer Chiefs? It doesn't make sense. So for me, it's totally unfair and unacceptable.
Yeah, we issue our ticket. I think it is really not fair to us as a Kossie Nation, because each and every team is with Alana Kaizer Chiefs. They're taking an advantage with the playing against the biggest and the most loved team in the country, then they have to raise the lower price. I mean, raising the price from 40 Rand up to 100 Rand, it is really not fair to us as a Kossie Nation.
I don't think it's fair, but most of teams, when they play against Chiefs, they see opportunity whereby they can make money out of Chiefs games. So I think the reason behind this is the profit, and it's not fair.
It is not fair for Chiefs supporters to pay 100 Rand while other teams supporters pay 60 Rand. Because like other supporters, Kaizer Chiefs supporters are also struggling to raise their money for the games. The only reason Kaizer Chiefs supporters are always at the stadium because they love Kaizer Chiefs. SAFA must be involved on this issue and resolve it so that all supporters can pay the same amount.
I think it's not fair, Uti, to you know, as a Kaizer Chiefs fan, to turn our ticket away 100 Rand, whereas Abanye abantu bathenga ama ticket with.
It's not fair at all. Not fair at all, because other teams, other teams are paying less price, but when, especially when it comes to Kaizer Chiefs, the tickets are different. How could the ticket be the same price as all games? Not just because Kaizer Chiefs got many fans, then it means the price must be high. They're killing us. They're killing us. It's so unfair for us supporters, Kaizer Chiefs supporters.
This ticket pricing is too bad now. It's getting out of hand. Because I think all the teams now are taking advantage of the Kaizer Chiefs supporters, because they know that at the end of the day, they will buy the ticket. They will sell those tickets. So it's bad for us, because it's killing us as Kaizer Chiefs supporters, because that means all the clubs can charge prices like 100 rand. And then that means, it's too much.
I think DSTV must put a same price for ticket for all the teams, so that we cannot complain about, oh, this team is doing this and this one is doing this.
It's not easy. Akukho lula ukukhipha i-100 rand ubhatalele ilo. Ubhatalele for i-ticket. The only thing they can do ukuthi bayehlise ama-price. Siyalimala njengama-support. Siyalimala kabuhlungu. Ukhiphe i-100 rand njengoba khona manje i-game engiyi-12 so ukhiphe i-120 and that's expensive. Imagine amagame awu-2 amaklapa awu-4 actually, because azodlala the whole week, the whole day. So ukhiphe i-120, imagine ngabe bathi bayehlise kancane bathi at least bathi 150 120 for wonke lama game. Come on, they're killing us, these people. They're killing us, and I don't wanna lie. People are trying to save, are trying to make sure we have something. And now, Papa, no one saw it. Mofike stadium olambile, and now nandu uthengi ticket. So yonke lento le, it doesn't make sense. Mela bayisi sama press, sacela, sacela, sanyana. Sabacela, sisupporta kakhulu. I support the Kaizer Chiefs kakhulu, but the way we're sending akona, that's the mass.
Continuing with the voice notes, Chiefs' new signing.
With regards to our striker, Caleb, so far I'm impressed, but consistency goes a long way. If he is consistent, then I believe we've found the one, because we have strikers who will blow hot and cold, so we don't need someone like that. We need someone who's going to be consistent till the end of the season. If you remember Mbesuma, that's what he did from start to finish. If he can be consistent, as I said earlier, consistency goes a long way. So we'll prove him only after the first round. Then second round, if he still continues with his form, then we'll say, no, we've found the one. For now, I believe it's still early to judge.
Then coming to Caleb, I think he's fitting so well in the team. Exactly the missing link that we have, because you can see he's delivering. We saw him yesterday, he's got the hat trick. Normal, akoreng ama penalty, but what we want is goals and he's delivering. So as a coaching nation, we're going to give the boy, we're going to give the boys, the whole team, the support that they need so that they can deliver what we want. Ukelepo, I think, is exactly what we were looking for. All we're going to do as a coaching nation, going to give him support so that we can see what he has.
I think it's too early to judge. I think we must give him 3 to 4 games. I think that's where we can decide whether he is the solution to our striking force or not.
On field, Caleb is a striker that Kaizer Chiefs has been missed, because he knows how to position himself and also knows how to score. I also like the way he took penalties. It was three wonderful penalties in one match.
And Lendole, Ukeleb, we strike I won Gwamanju with Kaizer Chiefs. I recommended that.
He's coming alright. I think he needed some time from the beginning, but now he used to the boys, like he's doing well now. I think that's what we needed. That's what we need all the time at Kaizer Chiefs. I think he's the one.
Yeah, I think he's coming all right. He's coming all right. He's chilling in, and yeah, if he continue with this form, he can be the top goal scorer this season. All the best to him.
And for Chief, that one is a good striker, that boy. We've been struggling a long time ago for the person who can play some penalties. I wish him to be a top goal scorer at the end of the season.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.